When I felt called to ministry, it was a very disruptive time in my life. And I worried that I was just making this decision because it seemed like something I could do rather than really being a call. So I took some time to think about it before doing anything more. And one of the things that I did during that time is I spent time traveling. And I visited a friend who was in Spain, and I went around the UK, and I spent a week on the Isle of Iona with the Iona community. It's a beautiful place at the edge of Scotland. You have to get there by a train or a bus, and then a boat, and then another bus, and then another small ferry before you can get to the island. It takes you almost a day when you start at Glasgow. So it feels like the edge of the world, our world that has so many edges. A place where you can sense the closeness of God's presence in the rocks and the waves and the green fields full of sheep. It is what is called in Celtic spirituality a thin place. The saying is, in Celtic spirituality, that heaven and earth are only three feet apart, but in some places they're even closer. A thin place is a place where that sense of the divine is so close that you can almost touch it. Or as Eric Weiner wrote in the New York Times, thin places are locales where the distance between heaven and earth collapses, and we're able to catch glimpses of the divine, or the transcendental, or as I like to think of it, the infinite whatever. We are jolted out of the old ways of seeing the world, and therein lies the transformative magic of travel. Thin places. Thin places are often pilgrimage places, like the Isle of Iona and like the El Camino in Spain. And actually, I was driving to church this morning listening to the radio, and there was an announcement, and I couldn't find it on their website, that there is a presentation on walking the Camino happening at Beach United Church at some unknown date and time. So if you're really interested in the Camino, you can try to track down the rest of that information. But there's an interest in our world right now, and in our churches right now, in this idea of pilgrimage, of thin places, of holy places, places where we might be able to step away from ourselves and really pay attention to the sacred. There are many thin places, and in our scriptures today, we hear about a couple more. We hear first of a garden, of a place of abundance, a place of life, where God's presence and God's love is felt in every living thing. And the awareness of God is just there to be touched and felt and experienced. And it's marked by water and trees, and human beings, and animals and birds. And then in our second scripture, we hear about another thin place, the wilderness. A place not marked by abundance, but by absence, by hardship, by a lack of water, a lack of people, an apparent lack of life. And in both these stories, there's an opportunity to experience the closeness of God through heightened emotions, through good times and easy life, and through hard. Both places offer that opportunity to become more aware of the sacred, to see that veil between our world and the world of the sacred lifted or worn thin. Thin places. During Lent, we're invited into a thin place, a thin season, when we're asked to recognize that that space between our world and the one of the divine is worn thin, is an opportunity to recognize the divine light shining through. Some of us might want to do this with a pilgrimage and plan a trip to somewhere like the Camino or like Iona, or a little bit closer to home, Five Oaks, or perhaps one of the valleys in our city. But what about for those of us who can't afford to travel right now, either in time or finances? Or what about for those of us who can't travel anywhere that isn't needed to be with family who are far away? Or what about for those of us who are trying not to travel, to make a choice to walk lightly on the earth? I went back to Iona a few years later, just before starting at Emmanuel College. And I volunteered there for 7 weeks. And it was beautiful. And it was peaceful. And when I came back, I felt ready to study and to start this new part of my life. But I also came back a little less convinced that I had needed to go. Because that first time, I'd gone somewhere new. I'd had an experience that allowed me to pay attention to the divine in a new way. But that second time, I'd already had that experience. And I came back wondering whether what I really needed to do was to take that pilgrimage, to take that thin place to where I was, to right here. When we go to thin places, we're not going to God. Instead, we are paying attention to God. And we don't have to travel somewhere to do that, although it can be wonderful to feel that chill on your skin as you walk into an old cathedral in Europe, or to feel that peace in your bones as you sit beside a lake at your cottage. But our thin places don't have to be there. They can be at your kitchen table. They can be in your garden. They can be walking down the street. They can simply be in your heart, as you allow that space between our worlds and our thoughts and our worries and our concerns and the sacred one, the one that sees things differently, that pays attention to the sacred that exists all around us. Allow those spaces to collapse. And our barriers, our resistance to wear thin. Thin places are places but even more, they are spaces within ourselves. And we're invited in both the abundance of the garden and the hardship of the desert to recognize the divine, to celebrate it, to walk with it, to love alongside. Because all thin places do is remind us that we are not alone. We live in God's world. Amen.